Today we'll start with Kim Lester and her accidental love story.
It was the Thursday before Easter, 13 years ago, and I was working in a news agency. That was just my job at the time, full-time job. And this guy came up. I kind of recognised him, but didn't recognise him as a regular customer at the news agency. And he asked my colleague, "Oh, excuse me, can I talk to Kim?" No idea how he knew my name. And he handed one of those gold Easter bunnies and said, "Excuse me, I think you're gorgeous." And I just went, "Wow," because he was gorgeous. but I had a boyfriend, so my immediate reaction was, "Oh, wow, I've got a boyfriend." And he just said, "Okay," and he walked off. Now, that relationship that I was in was quite new. It was maybe a couple of weeks in. And it didn't last very long. It really didn't go anywhere. We probably broke up about a month later. But that's another story. The next day, the day after the Easter Bunny guy came by, I went and visited a friend. And I said, "You won't believe what happened to me yesterday. This really gorgeous guy came into work and gave me an Easter Bunny and said he thought I was gorgeous." I said, "I don't know his name, but I recognise him. I know he works at Video Easy." Well, I'm from a small town. It's about 3 or 4 degrees of separation, maybe less. My friend, again, small town, said, "I know exactly who you mean," because he was the gorgeous Video Easy guy. It turned out that before he was the gorgeous Video Easy guy, he was the gorgeous surf shop guy. No, sorry, not surf shop guy, kitchen shop guy who worked across from the surf shop. And on Thursday night shopping, all of my friends would go to the surf shop and peer into the kitchen shop and look at this guy. I should describe how he looks. He was kind of brown curly hair, brown eyes, average height, quite fit, quite muscular. To be honest, it actually wasn't really my type. I was kind of into tall, kind of skinny guys at the time. But anyway, about a month later, my relationship ended. It just didn't go anywhere. And my friend, the same friend who recognised the Video Easy guy, said, "You know what you should do? You should try and find that guy." And I had no idea what his name was, but my small town being my small town, I kind of mentioned it to a couple of people. I mentioned it to a friend. I said, "This guy, really good-looking guy, works at Video Easy." She said, "I think his last name is Milroy. I think I danced with his sister." I'm like, okay, that's a clue. I had a friend, a former school friend, who worked at Video Easy. So I went into Video Easy and with my original friend who recognised him and another friend whose only description of him was, he's kind of muscly and he's got no neck. So we went into Video Easy, we went and saw this guy, Nick, who I went to school with, and I was feeling quite embarrassed about it. I was feeling a little bit, because I didn't know Nick that well, I was sort of feeling a bit uncomfortable about saying, "Hey, this really gorgeous guy thought I was gorgeous. Can you tell me his name?" But my friends kind of did it for me. So we sort of went in and they said, "Hey, do you know this guy who maybe works here or maybe used to work here? He's got brown hair and brown eyes." And Nick was kind of drawing a blank. And my friend said, "You know, he's got no neck." And I said, "Look, I think maybe his last name's Milroy." And they said, "Oh, yeah, Chris." And my friend immediately said, "There you go, Kim." So red-faced, of course. So we kind of went off and he didn't work there anymore. Actually, that's right. Nick told me, no, he doesn't work here anymore. He works at the gym at this place called Trim Gym. And so it took me a couple of days to sort of work up the courage. But finally, I picked up the phone and I called Trim Gym. And this woman answered and I said, "Is Chris there?" And she said, "No, he's not working at the moment." And I said, "Can you just let him know that Kim from Shopping Fair News Agency called?" So I thought, that's a pretty good way of doing it. It sounds like he's got some magazine order maybe that I'm just following up on. And I thought, okay, that's a nice kind of safe way of leaving a message. Anyway, sure enough, he called me back a day later. We went on a date. And these days I feel a little bit funny about telling this story because I'm really not someone who goes for somebody just because of their looks. You know, I'm really, like I said, at the time I was kind of into skinny, weedy guys. It was more about the personality. But as it turned out, this guy actually had a lot more going for him than his looks. He had a great personality. And 13 years later, he's a great husband and he's a great father.
Kim Lester there with that story. You're on Now Hear This, and today's stories are all from our recent Accident Storytelling Slam.